Back, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on a Wednesday this week. We are going a day early this week due to a couple of travel engagements we have.
Adventures.
Adventures. Yes. So we have met a day early to put in our analysis picks and say what's up for the week. Prof, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. I will say to our loyal followers, good news. My trip is to help you guys out. I'm going to watch an NFL game live, so I'll have some great statistics and analysis that comes from that. It'll only make us better. This
There you go.
coach over here, he's just going off in la la land into nature in the
Right.
woods,
Doing a little
not paying
getaway.
any attention to nothing for this.
I know. I don't know if I'll watch much football this weekend, honestly. It'll be hit or miss, really.
Take a little bit of a breather. You're getting your seventh inning stretch here as we have the Twins Astros game on. We're Braves fans, by the way, also, so we're in a little bit of pain
You
right
are.
now. We're not out, but we're definitely in a little bit of pain, and we hate Bryce Harper, and he only made that even worse tonight after two homers, five RBIs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a seventh inning stretch after last weekend. That was rough, rough, rough.
Was a bad
NFL and
week last
college.
week. NFL got rough. It came in good on the 4 p.m. slot was nice to us, but
Yeah, rough.
all right. So looking into this a little bit, we'll start with college like normal. What?
Yeah. So let's talk about our balls real quick. So our Vols are coming off a bye week, 3-point home favorites against Texas A&M. We discussed a little bit before the pod started rolling that if I had to play something, I'd play the over here. Just looking at a couple of games, Texas A&M gave up 26 to Alabama last week. I would beg to differ that Joe Milton's probably a better quarterback than Milroe from Alabama. Maybe safe to say with that. And Tennessee at home is typically better offensively.
True.
You agree?
True. I mean, I want to bet us -3. I really do,
Yep.
but I think the over is way safer. My biggest fear about that is you mentioned Milroe is we have Alabama next week. It's hard to say this is a look ahead spot though, because Texas A&M is a good team. So, and we just got off a bye week, so they had time to talk about Alabama and still focus on this game. So I have a hard time saying this is truly a look ahead spot, even though most seasons it would be.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through a couple of games that I will likely bet. First one is Ohio State Purdue. Ohio State with the late cover last week. They go on the road to Purdue as 20-point favorites. I love Purdue in the spot. I think Purdue covers the 20. I think it's a good spot for them. Coming off a loss to Iowa.
PU.
What did you say?
PU.
Yeah, hold your nose and bet the 20. I don't know. Like, Ohio State running back is still going to be out this week. And obviously, they looked good at home last week against the Maryland team. Barely covered that. But I don't know. I think it's a big number for these Buckeyes on the road. The last game we saw them on the road is Notre Dame, obviously, better competition. Snuck one by. The other time we saw them on the road was at Indiana week one. Indiana was terrible and they won 23-3. So, although that is a big number, I do feel kind of confident that I like the number.
Maryland covered for me last week against them, barely. It looked
Barely.
good there early. And then again, something about Ohio State in the second half. I don't know what it is, but their defense in the second half changes gears. It really does.
I
So
bet them.
I don't like Ohio State. So I love this play. I'm
Yeah.
still convinced they're real for this
Yeah.
season. I mean, Purdue is not exactly anything to write home about, but.
They're not. But they have always struggled with Purdue, always. And so I think, again, this is the same story, just a different year. Big Pac-12 game, Oregon, Washington, 67 is the over and under. Spread is 3. So if I had to take a side, I think you kind of have to close your eyes and lay Washington -3.
Yep.
I just
It's like
think
the exact same thing as Tennessee.
Oregon, obviously, a lot of noise made after they killed Colorado. Colorado's an average team, I think.
Understood. It's probably being kind and generous.
Yeah, but Michael Penix, Washington's quarterback, this is honestly, I'm looking at his potential as an NFL quarterback might lay or lie in this game, really. He has a ton to prove. I do think they're the more physical team. I think they're the more balanced team. So if I had to pick a side, I don't know if I'll bet this game or not. It's one of those games that you don't know what's going to happen. The line's so small. But yeah, those are my thoughts on that game.
And you got to play the over.
Yeah, I think you just have to.
You bet that under, you are going to be squirmish the entire game.
Yep.
Both of these teams, I think, have averaged around 30-something in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, oof.
That's rough. That's rough, rough.
I'm surprised this number's not in the 70s, honestly.
Yeah. Another big one, USC Notre Dame. Notre Dame at home, 2.5-point favorite. What USC defense do we get? What Caleb Williams do we get? Is Notre Dame going to bounce back after the loss at Louisville last week? Interesting spots.
I mean, they finally get to come home, so I think that matters. It's been a rough stretch on the road here the last couple of weeks for them. USC, I'm done with. I'm going to be honest. They're always the late night boost bets and stuff, and so I've stayed up and watched some of them. And
right.
I mean, Caleb Williams is incredible. He deserves all the props that he gets. He has no defense, like none. And Notre Dame has a defense. And as good as Caleb Williams is, I still think Notre Dame wins this game. Just because you, and this is why USC won't make the playoff and won't be national champions, is you have to have something of a defense. Like, I mean, they let Arizona State score on them at will.
Arizona
score on them at will with a backup quarterback. And Colorado all covered the spreads against them with ease.
Yep.
I don't know how you, like, now granted, watch, though, USC will somehow beat Notre Dame at home and ruin Notre Dame season and officially kick them out of the playoffs, and it'll just be ugly. But if I pick a side, I got to go Notre Dame.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And the only other one I want to talk about is right now Auburn LSU. LSU's 11-point favorite at home. We've seen how ridiculous their defense is, terrible. We've seen how ridiculous their offense is, really good. I think Jaden Daniels might be the best SEC quarterback, really. He had a remarkable game at Missouri. So I like LSU, 11-point favorites at home against Auburn. I think Auburn is mediocre at best. I think they struggle offensively. Now they might look like superheroes against LSU's defense. But I think LSU will score at will. And so I do think LSU is the right side in that matchup if I was picking a side. But yeah, those are just kind of a few that I've looked at. And obviously the bigger games, I'll have more to tweet about once we get closer to kickoff.
Yeah. Other game I want to get your thoughts on is Duke, North Carolina State. Mm-hmm. So Duke had College Game Day against Notre Dame, almost won, should have won, gave up an insane final drive for Notre Dame to win, kind of like what Notre Dame happened to them the week before with Ohio State. But only laying 3.5 against NC State.
Yeah, it's a weird number. NC State barely beat Marshall last week. Duke has had a really good year, minus the Notre Dame game. Even that game was so close. A note, also, NC State barely lost to Louisville at home. 13-10 was the number. Yeah. Over-under in this game is 45. So if you want a side, play the under is what I would say.
Well, also, the Duke QB got hurt at the end of that Notre Dame game. I don't know if he's out.
He played last week, actually.
Okay.
And I think he was okay. Oh, sorry, he was a bye week last week. They expect him to play is what the notes say. So
classic college. You just never really know.
Yeah, you just don't know. So maybe the under, I probably, if I'd pick a side, I probably would lay the points with Duke just because they're coming off a bye week. And, I mean, they're 4-1. So, I mean, they still have plenty of motivation to continue to play well. So, yeah, those are my quick thoughts on those games. So let's send it over to you. So tell us your travel plans.
So I'm heading down to see our beloved, all of us, everyone who listens to this podcast, our one and only, our favorite Washington Commanders, who are currently in the middle of getting sued by the Indians for they want it to go back to the Redskins. I tell you what, It's amazing what happens with leadership change. The ironicness of the world we live in. But after that absolute thumping that we took on national TV and Thursday Night Football, I was not happy about that. But it did give me hope that we were going to actually get a pretty decent line for this week. Then the Falcons tried to lose to the Texans, and so I knew that was going to hurt our number a little bit. But they're only getting 2.5 right now. I do think this number will push past a field goal by the time the game starts. And if that happens, I will be playing Washington. One, I'm going to be watching their live. I can't bet against my team and go watch and root for them to lose. So, right. Yeah, it's a little bit of a homer pick. But also, I think the Falcons have a good defense. I still don't trust their offense. I think our offense will be more balanced. If you missed Thursday Night Football, we didn't run it in the second half. We threw for 53 straight plays with a rookie quarterback who's the most sacked quarterback in the league. Bienemy, I know you're a genius. You don't got Mahomes anymore. Like, we need to change it out a little bit. But I do think we'll see a better team, better offensive production from that. I think our defense is better than what they've shown so far, but we did have two of our defensive backs go on the IR. So could be an ugly game. But also the Falcons recently have been letting Ridder throw the ball. I don't know what's going on. Like, he's had 30-plus pass attempts the last 3 weeks, which is not their MO. A little confused there. They likely will continue that trend as we have a good defensive line, but obviously our secondary is less than NFL caliber at the time. So, again, a little bit of a homer play, but definitely going to take Washington. It's going to get over 3, and I'll take it once it hits the field goal.
I like that play. I think it potentially could be money for you, especially watching it live would be even better if it hits for you.
Well, that will be very fun live, no doubt. And also, if I bet the over-under, it'll be the over for those two teams, which will be scary with how much the Falcons like to run the ball, but I'm probably going to stay away from that. What I might bet as well, as far as player props, nothing's out there yet for people to see, but I will be looking at Jahan Dotson's and Terry McLaurin's receiving yards as – despite the fact that we threw it as many times as we did, they both got 5 or less targets. Guarantee someone's doing some complaining. You're going to see the A.J. Brown squeaky wheel gets the grease here. One or both of them is going to get absolutely peppered this week with targets, I have no doubt. But if you like that play, hold your nose. Here comes your Purdue PU play of the week. It's nice and early. Since we're not recording on Thursday night when this game will be happening, we can talk about it. Denver. +10.5. Oh, man. There are so many reasons not to play this line. Denver hasn't beaten the Chiefs in, I don't know how long. They've won a Super Bowl more recently than they last beat the Chiefs. But the Chiefs are good. They're a good team, but they are not the same Chiefs team right now. Like, that, I do think the Chiefs win this game. I'm not going to be so bold as say I think Denver somehow wins this game, but they are going to get Javonte Williams back. That will help them. And I think they keep this within 10. The fact that you have the hook on the 10.5, that's a lot of points for the NFL. I know the Broncos have been trash up to this point, but the Chiefs are not world beaters anymore. They have a better defense, and so that's good, but they are not – like, Mahomes is not doing near as much. He doesn't have the receivers. It's finally catching up with them a little bit. There's nothing to feel comfortable about this play the whole way through, but there's no way I lay 10.5 with the Chiefs.
Yeah, just looking across the board, I haven't seen an over-under at 37 in a long time. That's what the Browns and the Niners are. Talk about the Niners and their absolute murder of the Cowboys.
Well, that was lovely to see. Let me tell you something. As much pain as Thursday night was for me, Sunday night was just much more enjoyable. Yeah. But because of that, I will say I really like the Cowboys -2. At the Chargers this week. The Chargers are off bye weeks. So that's good. They should have Austin Eckler back. That's good for them. Herbert should be healed up from his hand. But they still don't have Mike Williams. I think you're getting the Cowboys on a good number here. Their defense is still really good. Let's not forget, yes, San Francisco is probably the best team in the whole league. Very happy to have them as a futures ticket for the Super Bowl. But they are next level. Better than anybody. Even the Cowboys are an up and down team. So they're due for the up. They got all that out. Dak's going to want to come out, show everybody we still got it. I think they beat them by over a touchdown. This might be my hammer play, the bet the alternate spread here. But getting them at only minus two, less than a field goal, it's at L.A. That doesn't matter a whole lot. They don't have a great home crowd. It's not as bad as what the Rams one is, but it's not great. And the Chargers are not a great team. And their coach is scared to death of losing his job. So he is going to continue to do some really dumb things trying to win games to keep his job, which he should have been fired already. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Speaking of keeping jobs, what are the odds that Bill Belichick's fired after this year?
I've heard people saying that. I think that's so low.
Yeah, you think so? What's his name? Robert Kraft came out today and said that it will always be in consideration if he feels like it's the right move.
In consideration, sure. Who are you going to hire? They'll get coordinators first. Like, and I think they have a good offensive coordinator right now, but they have no weapons.
They have no weapons.
They have no receivers. There's not a single receiver on that team that any team is scared of.
Nope.
And that's his problem. His defense is still good. Like, they have a good defense, and that's fine. But Mac Jones looks awful. They have no one to throw the ball to. Zeke Elliott's fine. I mean, he's nothing great. And Ramadre Stevenson's been a little banged up. But they don't have an offense. And you cannot win this league anymore 10 to nothing.
No, you can't. You can't. Let's talk about the Bengals. Who are the Bengals now?
That was my next game.
Perfect.
And, sir, we are anti-Bengals. Seahawks plus +3. Thank you, please. Let's not forget that this is the same team that was only minus -3 or 2.5 to the Cardinals last week. Yes, they get them at home. But I still think the Seahawks are a decent team. I think Joe Burrow is still not great. Yes, he's starting to throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. But that was against the Titans 2 weeks ago, who have no safeties or cornerbacks and are known to be a pass team. And the Cardinals, who are the Cardinals. And they did put that game away, and they won decently in the end, but it was not out of hand for the first half by any means. So I'll take the Seahawks plus the points. I think they'll control the game more. I trust Seahawks defense way more than the Bengals defense anyway. I don't know how you feel confident with the Bengals yet. The Bengals might get there. I wish I had listened to a lot of people who said to bet the Bengals not to make the playoffs preseason. Man, they look genius right now.
They do. But make sure our bills look good. Our Bills bet.
Sort of. They got so banged up in London, though.
That London stuff makes no sense to me.
That was a very unfair advantage. And we talked about that last week. The travel was going to be a massive difference in that game. Crazy. Enough.
So crazy.
And so many injuries. I mean, they had two dudes on their defense that they lost of the season, I think. Like, yikes.
Yep.
One game I want to talk about, the Vikings at the Bears. What a weird game.
Yep.
There was also a stat today that Kirk Cousins, at his current pace, is his final stats will be 60 pass touchdowns, 6,000 yards, 55 touchdown passes to 9 interceptions, and 0-17.
Wow.
I am hoping he goes to the Jets. Not for betting-wise. I bet the Jets under, and I think they get Kirk. They'll be way better. But their team, I don't know what to do with them. Like, they've turned the ball over every week. Every week I said, well, they'll stop turning it over, and then you'll see them start to win. But now, no Justin Jefferson.
Trouble.
Big trouble. Like, maybe they're finally going to let Jordan Addison get unleashed, but also, okay, now he's like the main guy. He's no longer the secondary guy as a rookie. Like, no one has to look elsewhere. The Bears, maybe. I'm not convinced to say the Bears are back. Yes, they won, but we looked awful. We made them look great. DJ Moore had an otherworld game where we just decided to wear soap on our hands and not tackle him. I mean, 2.5 to the Vikings. The Vikings are definitely a better team, but whoa, that is a terrifying line.
That is a crazy line there. Any other games you like?
Well, the only other game, I'm not going to bet this one, but I've been talking all season about my love for the Bucks, and they're finally getting some love. They're only 3-point underdogs to the Lions, which I think is a little too much love.
Yep.
I think the Lions are a legit team. They should be getting Amon-Ra St. Brown back this week. I don't know about Jahmyr Gibbs yet, but I know it's at home for the Bucks, and they're off a bye week, but Mike Evans is still not practicing with his hamstring. Like, and that Detroit Lions defense is the real deal. Aiden Hutchinson, great. I'd start looking at a prop for him for defensive player of the year.
Yep.
I think that's a little too much love. And getting the Lions at 3 and not the hook right now, I think is a great line. I think it'll only get worse if you're going to play it. You should play it now. That will probably become 3.5 or 4 by kickoff.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like my boy Mike Evans needs to figure out a way to play this week for me. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
You definitely need him to get on the field. I don't know how he's going to do it, but you need it to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. And then our Monday night game this week is the Dallas Chargers game, like you talked about. And then our Bills play the Giants, host the Giants, 2-touchdown favorite.
Great time for them to get right, figure all that out, and get back on track.
Surely, hopefully. With
maybe
their,
no Daniel Jones.
Yeah, maybe so.
That might not be a good thing for us. They might be better.
Yeah.
No, I like Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, he's competent at least.
That's a good word for him.
Any other thoughts you have?
Only other one is Texans Saints +1/-1. Wolf. That's the world we live in right now. The Saints favorites to win their division, barely favorites against the Houston Texans, who are, you know, surprisingly good.
Decent, yeah.
Both have good defenses. Saints defense is what's kept them alive. But I like Houston. They hurt me last week. I bet their team total over 20.5, and they kicked 5 field goals.
That's the worst.
But that'll be an interesting game to watch. I'll be intrigued to see it play out. And then the Colts, Minshew Mania begins officially. Richardson, who we've been saying forever, is going to get hurt. Got hurt pretty much every game, but now is actually hurt. That'll be interesting to see. I like Minshew a lot. I'll be interested to see how they can do against the Jags.
Yep.
Who are back now from being in London for 2 weeks. So do they have travel issues, even though they're playing at home?
2-0 in London. London's good to them.
London has been great to them for a long time. Yeah. They should just stay in London.
Be the London Jags. How about it?
Yeah, it's coming. That's give it right. 3 years.
All right. Well,
that'll do it.
That'll do it. Day early. Hopefully we catch a few lines with numbers we like better than a day later. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll have fun at the NFL game.
Yeah, excited. Taking my little boy. He's only 2. He's already a Commanders fan. I'm already apologizing for his life of pain. He's going to get to go watch, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be a good memory.
Yeah.
And we'll add some plays on Twitter throughout the weekend, and hopefully we'll find some winners for you guys this week.
Yes, sir. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, bet or go on a hike and don't bet.
That's right.
Either way, just have fun.